No one knows what it means.
But it's provocative.
It gets the people going.
Snake Liver Podcast.
Maini ya nyoka, maini ya nyoka.
Snake Liver. Talk to me, bro. Snake Liver, bro. Waza nilipata cover art.
The anatomy, uh-huh.
Nilipata prospective cover art. Some legit shit up, wacha nikuonyesha.
Oh, for the
reaction.
I like it. I like it.
Snake Liver Podcast. Gentlemen. I'm Snake.
I like it, man. Not just Snake, ndio kundalini.
Yeah, yeah.
Sini mekushu ele story yangu ya nini? Ya mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hama ni kubreak ya down.
Niliona like there's many ways ya break down your Snake in a Liver Podcast.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Nipe,
like,
nipe.
Like, ukiangalia from a political perspective.
Uh-huh.
Tuna take down the snakes in suits and we devour their livers.
Facts.
Macheki.
Facts.
Facts, bro.
Yeah. Roger, the liver is the most nutritious part.
Amen
in
to
any
that.
Animal, apparently. Yeah.
So we're eating the livers of these politician snakes.
When the wolves kill an animal, the alpha eats the liver first.
For real?
Yeah.
Subject
I'm
to
not
research.
Sure about other, about like lions and stuff, but.
I'm not doing with lions, like the nini. The alpha I'm a pride I'm a donini.
The
king.
Yeah.
The king eats first, but specifically what and where he eats sijijua.
Yeah. He doesn't even eat first, but he eats the most.
Eats the most, yeah.
Because my time another kwa mechelewa to the hunt lakini.
Like another
nitwa lion's share.
So I'm kupatia meaning iyo from a political perspective. Kuna iyo like spiritual perspective, kundalini, snake.
Because I saw that thing, man.
Yeah.
When I close my eyes.
Ijina ilikam randomly, but ilikuwa meaning most. There
is no random, bro.
There's no random.
There
the
no
universe knows no random.
There
no coincidences,
bro.
No randoms.
Yeah.
Like one thing over the few months, nimekuwa niki research and searching my way, finding my way through all this spirituality and stuff, and I realize nothing is ever random, bro.
Nothing is random.
Amen.
We only say it's random when you don't understand it.
When our minds cannot.
When you can't, you know.
Our minds
wrap
cannot
your mind around it.
Grasp. Yeah, exactly. When you cannot wrap our minds around a certain
concept, also
we
works.
Call it random. But nothing is ever random.
Yeah, there is no random, bro.
Kapish. Tindio?
Yeah.
Onaji your cover art.
Your cover art is legit, bro.
Big time.
Yeah.
I had another way we decode. I had like five ways like we decode. I'm trying to think of
the
next
one. I told you about the thing. The Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
And the snake is the one who gave man, okay, who gave woman the knowledge of good and evil.
Yep.
So as in, you can take that whichever way depending on.
Yeah. Like you said, there always has to be someone to take the nini.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it is because of the snake that we have the knowledge of good and evil.
So, facts. By
so,
the, facts.
The podcast is to bring the knowledge of good
the
and evil
of
to
good
the
good
people.
And evil. To the people.
To the people, maze.
One inchy podcast.
Tukio na zipi mashada up.
Olan.
Olan, Olan. Ndo evil.
Yep.
So, unaona, yo, that's what, number three? Ama?
That's number three.
Ama number four. Number one was the political
the
part.
Political, the spiritual. Spiritual and then there's EO. Biblical.
And the Kundalini, because I guess biblical peer is spiritual. So the number two was the Kundalini stuff.
So it's a bit of spirituality. Ikonayo Kundalini and the biblical.
Do you think we should like break down what that Kundalini is?
Think so. For the people.
Ni stuff za Wahindi. Acha tuanze hapo.
Does it mean it's stuff?
Ni... Yeah, I need like philosophy
of stuff in bold.
At the ukona energy that rises from the bottom of your spine.
Ah, yeah.
It can come all the way up to your brain, to your crown chakra.
Yeah.
So, that energy is represented in the form of a serpent that they call Kundalini.
Yep.
I'm not even sure if that is, but it's somewhere close. I'm not even saying that's what it is. But it's somewhere close within that ballpark. It's
the
energy
that
rises, the what? Spiritual energy?
That rises from the root chakra to the crown chakra.
To the crown chakra.
Ah. Yeah. I've come across all that information.
Yeah. And if you look at, see, I showed you the Gita the other day, the book.
Yeah.
If you look at the book, Shiva has a snake on his neck that comes and rests on his forehead.
For those who don't know, Shiva is one of the Indian archetypes. They talk about archetypes, right? Spiritual depictions of higher entities, and they talk about archetypes.
Yeah, you. Yeah,
Sindhio.
Yeah, she's saying. So, snakes are also very sensitive animals. Apparently, snakes can detect earthquake like 30 days before it happens.
For real?
If an earthquake, if an area is prone to earthquakes, one of the ways that people can observe, if they notice snakes moving away from the area, watajua something bad is about to happen.
Guys, on in earthquake prone areas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're so close to the ground and they feel, you know, them senses out, senses out. Like they don't even see. I think they feel. They see?
They are highly grounded. Yeah,
They're not highly visual animals.
Yeah.
They mostly see by scent.
Yep.
With the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Natural tongue, alafu.
The other senses are
way
stronger compared to their in eyesight.
Yeah, nilisikia Satguru akiyakini ni. By the kuna day flani hapo hivi juu. Nimepata na dem flani anasikiza Satguru mpaka ikabidi nimeenda nimemgotea.
Huko ni block.
Hapa juu tu mimi nilikuwa na set nikakamp.
For real.
So I paused whatever I was doing. Alafu nikasikia that voice is familiar. Mpaka nikakaribia nikaenda nikamuuliza wewe Satguru. Kasema yeye tukacheka alafu nikamgotea tu nikamwacha akaendelea.
Itabidi amekam on the show.
Eh.
Watuambie a few things.
But Satan anasema kama uko completely calm,
yeah,
then you can pick up a snake and it would not bite you.
Oh.
Akisema hivi alikuwa na demonstrate na cobra flani.
Completely calm.
Yeah.
But anasema the minute, completely the minute, calm from Sadhu's perspective.
From completely calm in that physiologically, auko afraid.
Yeah.
Hakuna adrenaline.
Because
the snake will smell the adrenaline.
Oh.
And if you smell your adrenaline, it will attack you because it will be like,
what are you trying to do?
Why are you, you know, why are you getting defensive? Should I be offensive?
Yeah.
Unajua? Yeah. I've noticed that thing with my dogs. Mteki.
Yeah.
See, you met Leo. Leo, if mseni muoga,
atamsumbua. Yeah.
But kama mse ame come through and he doesn't mind too at the doggy
couple. Yeah.
Won't even bother them.
I think it's an animal thing.
So if you're fearful, mwili yako ina react by producing adrenaline. Ndio uko ready ku
fight or flight.
Wepa, now the animal senses that you've done this.
Oh.
And now it will attack. Bite you because
it will react.
Why are you, you know?
Yeah. What are you?
So snakes
what
are very,
you about?
And apparently if you want to test yourself, if you want to check your fears, go pick up a snake.
God damn.
Or don't do that. Just listen to the Snake Liver podcast.